We as a Democratic Alliance are not surprised by the announcement by Panyaza Lesufi today that the crime prevention wardens, or as popularly known, Amapanyaza, will be disbanded and for them to undergo training to become fully fledged traffic officers. We did say, and we are now vindicated, that this was nothing more than the 2024 ANC's gimmick to ensure that it win votes during the national and provincial election campaign. We have been saying that this was not a well-thought-of plan. They were trying to cut corners in order to ensure that they able to then get, people in and get people trained, and Panyaza could make all those announcements. Fact of the matter is the training that they have received has not been accredited. Fact of the matter is initially there was never even a budget. Second of all, there is that there was never really a clear plan in terms of how they will be integrated with the police. And we are now surprised, and we will still be asking questions in terms of how this will be phased out. Second of all, we'll be also asking how is then the new training going to take place? Who is going to be paying for it? Is there a budget for it? And also, is this training now that they're going to be received accredited? More importantly, we will also be wondering and will be asking questions in terms of how are they going to be integrated into the Metro Police Department or into the traffic department? Who is going to carry the cost of training? Who is going to carry then the cost of employing them when they are going to be employed? Again, the DA feels vindicated of what is happening here, and we are going to not let Panyaza off the hook that easy. He's still going to account for something that we told him from the get-go, that this is something that he is just using as a political ploy.